Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This morning's episode is titled God's Spirit Can Save You from Pornographic Addiction. But this is a very serious topic for many, many individuals, and I'm not going to limit the discussion this morning to what happens to men. But I'm also with women because there has been a decisive shift in what is left of contemporary Western culture and the culturalized church. And so there are individuals who think that they can have a relationship with the resurrection and living Christ and still be engaged in carnal activity. And pornographic is a very carnal act. Individuals who come to Christ, they have a background in which their homes in which they were introduced to pornography in their homes, or maybe they came into contact, maybe not so much with pornographic magazines in their homes, but through the internet, pornography is readily accessible, not only to adults, but also to children. And can see that there has been this movement to sexualize the culture, to sexualize the culture in such a way so that children are no longer protected. And so therefore children can be used in this to be very abused activities. Pornography can range, we can look at pornography as a continuum. So there and will be the opposite end of that continuum are what we call snuff films. Excuse me. In which individuals are actually living with their kids in sexual gratification. It's extreme, but it's not unheard of. And so there's also the Vampa, the Man Boy Society, which is Simon's Man, born in love. It seems that the state of California, I live in California, and it seems that the state of California has a new law that allows the children to be engaged to prostitution, which is not surprising. Kind of took the leadership and was put in place in California. But I am speaking primarily to believers, and I want believers to understand that pornography very destructive. It is destructive to individuals, destructive to couples. It is destructive to family, and it will lives. And so one can see that culture. It is an egregious attack upon the family. I personally, and I'm sure you actually probably have many individuals or both individuals who were introduced to democracy at a very young age, probably to relatives, to friends, and these are traumatic events. And this is traumatic. So individuals are unceremoniously baptized into the hellish environment of corruption. And what it does to the soul. And to note that demons use democracy to invade the lives of individuals. Demons like to enter into an individual's life or into the lives of individuals traumatically. And democracy is a gift because it moves the heart. So it's the imagination, it's the mind. And what is interesting is that we've found that individuals who become addicted to pornography or regular consumers of pornography, certain parts of their brain becomes shaped through neuroplasticity. The brain becomes shaped around pornography. This is very frightening because it is not to do the damage that pornography does to the heart. Not their human beings. And there may be some individuals, certain individuals maybe have a halt for cognitive behavior therapy. But you might. It is night, and so let me say that for individuals who have a background in pornography, there is hope, and there is powerful help through the Spirit of God. And God understands what pornography is and what the use of pornography does to the lives of individuals. And so I'm speaking to save those who have been rescued from death, from real spiritual death through the blood of Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God comes to live in your life after you have been born again. God is living in our heart. And there has to be that decision by the individual that his life has now given over to God and who has had a background in pornography. God can set free. It's going to take a great deal of work, but God can set free. In Romans 6, Paul writes these words, Romans 6, 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, or literally made to cease, that the body is not destroyed, the body. The sentiment Greek New Testament is made to cease, or to make idle, that henceforth he should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if you are dead in Christ, we believe that you shall also live him, knowing that Christ sin and the traumatic root of the soul that is complicated, that is result of pornography and pornographic addiction. Once again, let me say at this point that the believer has God in his heart. He has the Holy Spirit in his heart. The individual must decide that he or she must calculate or reckon on the fact that he or she is dead in sin. Please understand that this is a bondage. It's a spiritual bondage. And God can't deliver us from our various spiritual bondages. There are individuals who are addicted to anger. There are believers who are addicted to rage. And there are believers who are addicted to bitterness. But a better word than addiction, bondage. These are different types of spiritual bondage. And then there are individuals who are addicted to pornography, who are angry, who are bitter, who have rage events, and who have a great deal of fear in mind. So let me say that the Spirit of God delivers us from the power of sin. The individual who uses pornography and has this rage in his or her heart sins against himself or herself. And please understand that you and I have been bought by the Spirit of God, therefore we belong to God. We belong to God, and we dare not keep our lives in this manner. We can call upon our powerful God to break this bondage of addiction. Well, to break this addiction to pornography. This is the power of idolatry. Please understand that while the term idolatry means nothingness in Hebrew, please understand that idolatry is energized by demons, and that demonic bondage around pornographic addiction can only be broken by God. God can see it. I have to be serious. Being set free by the power of God from this very destructive bondage. There is shame, there is regret, like that. There are images that define and that come into the heart of God. And so the eyes are, which interprets the heart and the mind. The conscience, the will of the individual is compromised because it has been dedicated to its behavior. Keep understand that God can save you. If you get a moment sometime today or tomorrow or this week, please read Romans chapter 6, verses 9 through 14. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah. God bless you.